This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. School District 11 in El Paso County now requires that students play in sports according to their biological sex. The policy also applies to locker rooms. The district in Colorado Springs is the second El Paso County district to adopt that rule. District 49 passed a similar rule earlier this year. The El Paso County town of Palmer Lake has a new mayor. Trustee Dennis Stern was sworn in last night after the surprise resignation of the former mayor last week. His colleagues chose him on a 5-1 vote. Trustee Addis Yerko was the single dissenting vote.
Whether or not Dennis is qualified or not, I don't think that's a question. It's really a question is what works best for the town.
Palmer Lake has been mired in controversy over the effort to build a Buc-ee's Travel Center at Monument Hill. Colorado's U.S. House members split on party lines yesterday in a vote on cuts to foreign aid and public media. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The state's Republican Congress members all voted for the rescissions package, the White House's cuts to a budget Congress passed just months ago. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert called it President Trump's big, beautiful rescissions package.
The voters that sent us here are watching, and they're done seeing their dollars shipped overseas and funneled into biased media.
All of Colorado's Democratic representatives voted against the bill. The Senate has until July 18th to approve the clawbacks. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Public Radio and KRCC both receive some funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.